some things caught your eyes out there today in terms of the X's and the O's of what you were seeing. Do you want to start with the offense here? You want to start with the defense?
Let's start with the defense because okay, that's when I first noticed it. You know, I was looking out there and I was looking at DBs and I was noticing, and maybe they have a plan on how they're going to present things, but I noticed, I'm like, the DBs was down there and they was kind of in a semi-stacked look.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, and coach directing him this way, directing him that way. You know, he's screaming, do this, do this. And they tell him to talk, and it'd be very verbal. Then a few minutes later, I look down there, and the receivers are in this stack look. Remember last year, teams just give us fits with that stack look, right. Motion into it, a motion out of it.
All you got to do is look at the last game. The Rams, right. They play that bunch formation, yeah. And they stack their receivers, and they do crossing routes.
Are they behind that stack, look, roll a running back out behind it.
Yeah, or jet sweeps. I mean, you can do all kinds of stuff out of that.
And so they worked that for like 5 minutes.
Okay.
And against the wide receivers, they worked that stack look, and it was something to behold because I know it ain't a game, and I know it's a little more intense, you know, but a lot of those guys did well. Now, they didn't do well when it was going over with the coach, but they did okay. But now I'm gonna tell you who shined.
Was this in a man coverage scheme?
Yeah, the man coverage scheme. Okay. I mean, yeah, they had
that's when you're facing stacking man, I mean, that is you gotta react quick.
Yeah. Jordan got handled a couple of times. I mean, Noah Brown did a quick in and out and spent him around a quick out and in, spent him around, left him with his shoelaces untied. The Reggie Davis kid got over the top.
Yeah,
one time. Yeah, and it was nice, but to see them working this, to see that okay, our offense is not lining up, giving them three wide receivers, two to one side, one to the other, for them to give us that stack look, and then to rotate that over into the team look.
Yeah,
that was impressive because they, you know, and I'm not saying that every snap was a bunch look. But they did a little bit more bunch with our offense today. They did multiple tight ends, but they moved around.
I think what the point here is, before we get to the more offensive side of things, is Chris Richard he's a smart coach who understands what his group's strengths and weaknesses are.
Yes, yes.
And he knows that this team and this secondary got in big trouble last year against this look. So I think he's identifying that and saying, hey, we have to improve in this area. We're gonna drill this thing to death until we get better at it, because otherwise that's all teams are going to do against us.
And you know, what's important, I talked to Darren Woodson and I listened to Coach Richard talk, and they go a step further. They like, okay, we're in this defense. This is our look. This is the strength.
Yep.
But this is what defeats this defense. And against us, with my players, this is our strength. This is how we, and this is what they see because I see it. So it gives you a chance to react and rally as a defensive player when you know, okay, this here, what cannot happen. This is, they may get me here underneath, but if he double moves and get outside, I have no safety help because we a man. So he cannot get over the top. So here, I may have to back off a little bit to make sure I come up and make this tackle or make a break on the ball. You know, whereas the other way around, depending on the situation, it's third and short. And you say, okay, they may go over the top, but I got to take a shot here at making sure that they don't get this first.
Yeah, and that's balancing, you know, the smart play versus the risk play, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's all that situational football. You
but
know?
You know what bothers me? And this is why I think what bothers me the most is no Jones.
Yeah.
No Cheeto. So, and yes, it's early. And they're taking care of these injuries early. They're nursing these injuries early. So they'll go over these same things again and again. But the guys that we need in there, the guys that I would like to be in there getting these reps, are the guys that started last year for us.
Well, on the flip side of that, a guy like Jordan Lewis, you know, you got to take advantage of these opportunities. You know,
yes.
A guy that was, I don't want to say in the doghouse last year, but was kind of, you know, on the outside looking in for playing time. You know, when he played, he tended to make some plays, but was kind of that fourth corner last year. You know, he's looking to kind of crack. into that rotation. I actually want to play something from Jason Garrett on Jordan Lewis, saying talking about how he's been competing out at OTAs.
He was right on that Mendoza line of being 5'10 and change, you know, the height that you want as a cornerback. But, you know, we also knew that he was a really good football player. And anybody who's seen him play since he's been with us recognizes that. We also have good corners throughout our team. So he's in a competition every day to battle with good football players for time.
Do you think he could be in a spot this year where he's more of a factor than he was a year ago?
I think that...
Because obviously Rashard really likes Anthony Brown as his nickel corner.
But you know what, though? Good coaches like Coach Rashard, you can play right into their heart.
Yeah.
And Lewis is a fiery competitor. Mm-hmm. Last year, you know, like a lot, and see, this is the word we use, doghouse. It wasn't a doghouse. It was just guys that he liked it better.
He tends to like bigger corners.
Yeah, bigger corners. If you 5'11 and higher with some any type of skill or ability, he's going to give you first dibs. And that's just his preference.
Yeah.
But they did not get rid of Lewis because that shows that Lewis has some ability too.
Well, and you got to factor in too, you know, Byron Jones is a free agent after this year.
Yes.
Anthony Brown's a free agent after this year. So the Cowboys could weigh that in as well, saying, hey, you know, maybe he's our third or fourth corner right now, but we may need to play this guy more this year because he might be a starter for us next year, depending on what happens.
This Michael Jackson Jr.
in free agency. Kid out of Miami.
Yeah, he's just been... He's been out there a lot. Him and the Wesley kid, they have been out there a lot at the second team corners.
Have you seen Donovan Wilson at all? The A&M, the sixth round kid.
You know what? I tell people, safeties.
Yeah, 37.
Safeties, you never see until training camp or they show up in the preseason.
Yeah.
Because if they're not great cover guys,
they kind of just blend in.
They blend in because, and the only time you notice them is like when they have deep patrol and you're supposed to get over the top to help somebody and you don't.
Yeah.
That's like, oh man, look at Donovan Wilson. He just made a great play on the ball.
Yeah.
But other than that, in these type of situations, they don't get to break on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, so we'll keep an eye on that secondary. He's Nate Newton. I'm Harrison Graham here on 103.3 FM ESPN talking about some of the stuff that caught Nate's eyes at OTAs. Randall Cobb and the offense. You alluded to it earlier. It seems like Kellen Moore and John Kitna, they want to be more creative in the formations, but you're seeing kind of what we've been screaming for a while, that bunch look.
Yeah, they had a few bunch looks today.
And how were they utilizing Cobb?
Coming out of the backfield. I mean, he wouldn't run the ball out of the backfield, but he would come out of motion in the backfield. And that puts a strain on the team. How do you play him with the inside guy, or outside guy?
Imagine a formation where you've got Dak in the gun, Cobb lined up next to him, Gallup and Cooper on the outside, Pollard lined up in the slot, and then you motion out Cobb.
Right.
That's...
It's pretty nice, and that's, you don't know which,
you know,
side he's going
you've
to.
You've got versatility there. You know, we'll see what happens with Tavon if he's a part of this team too. You've got different guys with different things that can line up in multiple spots, and you know, in the past, at times they were handicapped in what they could do because they didn't have versatile players, they didn't have a lot of speed, and or two, you know. While Scott Linehan at times did good things here, he kind of was a stubborn coach, whereas, hey, we're going to run the offense the way I like to run it. And that's just going to be the way it is. You got to play, and you talked about this earlier with the defense and Rashard, you got to play to the personnel you have.
That's right.
And I'm really interested and excited to see if Kellen Moore is able to get the full capabilities out of some of these guys, whereas we haven't seen that in the past.
The advantage is... They made this move early enough so Kellen can study a lot of film and he can watch each individual player and get enough feel for this guy to say, okay, he looks good doing this. He looks uncomfortable doing this. And Cobb, all you hear, most of the press conference today was about how smart Cobb is, how he played college ball as a quarterback, a little bit as quarterback, and how he sees the big picture. So he can talk to a quarterback on a different level when it comes to that wide receiver and playing multiple positions, slot,
yeah,
outside or whatever.
And I think what he brings too is just a veteran presence in that wide receiver group, coming from a team with success. You know,
playing with
one of the best in the business in Aaron Rodgers, being a part of some of the better receiving cores in the past with Jordy Nelson and some of those guys. Jason Garrett certainly impressed with him.
Yeah, I ask him virtually after every practice, how'd that go? Oh, not very good, coach. And he lists off his five mistakes that he made that, you know, for a guy who's just getting started in offense, you wouldn't think were that big. But to him, they're like, oh, that was a terrible day of practice. But he's got a great spirit about him. I'm going to correct those. I'm going to come back tomorrow. I'm going to keep getting better. So we've tried to throw a lot of stuff at him, and I think he's handled it really well. I think it goes to his approach. He's a real professional.
Hopefully this guy can stay healthy, man, because when he's right, when he's a complimentary piece to an offense, because no one's asking Randall Cobb to come in here and be a 1,000-yard player.
No.
But if he's the third option on any given play, I mean, that is a nice piece to have right there.
Well, it is, man, and everybody's raving about him. And the great thing about this, we don't have to guess. Like, we raved about Gallup a little bit last year, but we didn't know. You know, but we know that Randall Cobb is a smart guy.
Yeah.
He's an athletic guy. And when he's healthy, he's good. So you're right. If he stays healthy, you know. And the way I see it is, for the first time in 2 years, I think Dak can truly throw to the open guy.
Yeah.
That is who Dak is.
Yep.
You know, if you get open and you're supposed to be open, I'm going to try to get you the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what it's all about, man. And that's what these young guys are learning. You know, the advantage of knowing your routes, knowing how to run them, get open when you're supposed to, the timing of the thing. And this is what Michael Gallup is starting to learn, because he's doing things real smooth. He's not dropping no balls. He's playing. He's just practicing well. You know, Amari's Amari. You know, mm-hmm. They had him down on red zone today. And, man, he was throwing some – man, do not take him out of the game in red zone.
He is a technician.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And now with him trying to do multiple things with Randall Cobb, the other guys going to have to compete, man.
Yeah.
You know, Noah Brown going to have to compete.
That fourth and fifth receiver spot is going to be interesting, because there's about five guys competing for those.
Guys,
you got Tavon, you got Noah Brown, you've got Cedric Wilson, you got Allen Hurns.
He made some great catches today, Cedric Wilson.
Yeah. I'm curious about him, you know, moving forward, because we didn't see much of him last year in camp because he got hurt and they shut him down. They spent a sixth round pick on him. I mean, you know, it's a low round pick, but the Cowboys have shown they don't like to get rid of draft picks. They prefer to keep those guys in the fold. So we will see lots of competition at wide receiver, lots of things to be excited about with this offense. I think with Kellen Moore, I think he'll have a unique ability to connect with these players because of how young he is.